All right, that right there was Plumtree with their song Go from their 1997 album Predicts the Future. Hello. Good evening. I'm your host, Anita B., and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is UBC's radio station. So there you go. Coming at you from the campus here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Okay, what can I tell you? This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday of each month, so mark your calendar. And the whole purpose of this show is to play Canadian music. So that's what I do for the next hour and a half. And we are going to be moving on now and listening to something from Broken Social Scene. So they have a new album out. It's called Broken Social Scene Presents Kevin Drew, Spirit If. Okay. Never got the title on that one, but whatever. And we are going to hear the first song off of this new album. It's called Farewell to the Pressure Kids.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Okay, that right there was Bella, and we heard the song Ocean or a Lakeshore from their album No One Will Know, which is new, and it's on Mint Records. And what can I tell you? These guys are from Vancouver. And yeah, then the Pointed Sticks, another Vancouver band, though, but from late 70s, very early 80s, was in there before that with their song Real Thing, and that's one of my favorite songs. I've decided, so if and when I join another band, I have to cover, well, not me, but I'd like to be in a band that covers the Pointed Sticks Real Thing song. I think that'd be awesome. Or, hey, I could do a solo. There you go. But, yeah, that's off The Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And it was, excuse me, I think it was almost exactly a year ago that I saw the Pointed Sticks at, where was it? Richards on Richards, the all-ages show. They did two shows. There's an all-ages show, and then there was the evening show. And, God, I love the Pointed Sticks. They put on such a good show. It was amazing. Yeah, they got their sort of resurgence from, like, one, if not a couple, people in Japan who just totally, like, uncovered their stuff and just became massive fans. That's the really short version. I read a whole article about it, but I won't give you all the details. And then let's see, we heard Broken Social Scene before that with their song Farewell to the Pressure Kids. It's such a genius song, I think. I just love that song. That's off their new album, which happens to be on Arts and Crafts Records, and it's called Broken Social Scene Presents Kevin Drew Spirit If. All right, so Val is in the house, which is cool. She's here a little early, and we're talking about where she works. Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you this. Maybe there's stalkers. But anyway, she works at Children's Hospital, and I was saying, wow, what a cool place to work, because I just think having such a diverse group of people and so many people, and it's like a little bustling village, and it's, you know, I don't know, it's kind of cool. Anyways, and I've been there for many, many reasons. Not personally for myself, but we were talking about how they had recently updated the children's hospital foyer and how disappointing it is now. Before, they used to have like tree houses and kind of, it was like very cartoony, and the elevators were different colors, and I think it was all in the theme of trees, if I remember correctly. But yeah, they kind of killed that. Oh well. But there you go. Things just keep changing. Vancouver is one of these cities. If you're not from here, let's just say you're listening to this on the internet, and there's probably nobody doing that, but Vancouver is one of these cities, and it really annoys me how things, buildings in particular, are so constantly being recycled. That's a good way of putting it. Like when I first moved to Vancouver from sort of the Midwest, it was like, it was amazing how much architecture when I moved here 11 years ago was total like 80s or newer, and all those kinds of condos, and the building just does not end. But when you stop and think about it and think, wow, the building's not ending, the new construction, it means that either they're taking new land and developing it, or they're ripping down old buildings, which is a shame because I am quite fond of historic buildings, and as well as architecture just in general. And my fear, though, is the city is getting so much of a glut of the, I guess, style of today, which is 2007, and let's say anything from in the late 90s to now. And we think as individuals that, wow, you know, this is so cool, this is perfect. A lot of people, well, I don't know. I guess it's just human nature for us to think that the style or design of today is so contemporary, and that's where it's at and that's where it's going. But it's not. Like, I mean, trends change constantly. And I happen to live in a 50s house, a house in the 1950s. And I've had sort of nuances of feelings from people that, oh, it's an old house. And mind you go to other cities and the house in the 50s might be a little bit on the newer side, but here in Vancouver it's an old house, and there's some disdain from people, and I think, you know what, like, your new condo is going to be old before you know it, and And even the style, like the designs from like the early 90s already are looking dated. So I don't know. I'm in a negative architectural mood, I suppose, right now. But Vancouver just has so much of it. It's like, I counted, like, new construction. I counted the, what are they called? The cranes downtown Vancouver just maybe 3 weeks ago. There were 12 all in just one area from my viewpoint. 12 cranes. That's unbelievable. And when will it end? Will it end? And what are the consequences? I don't know. Chat amongst yourselves. Okay, so enough about my architecture little spiel there. Let's move on and listen to some more music. How about we listen to something from, excuse me here, Joel Plaskett. And it's funny because I would play this song in the past, and it's called Nowhere With You. And I couldn't understand how I knew it. I was like, how do I know this song? I know this song. And basically, well, it's from, I think, a Zellers commercial. Have you noticed how, not lately, but for a long while, just recently, Zellers has been playing kind of like sort of emerging Canadian bands on their commercials, and they make them all hip. And I mean, you know, the commercials aren't bad. They're actually, for Zellers, hey, pretty good commercials. And there's so many, again, emerging Canadian bands that they feature. Like, I heard the Saltines on there before. Mind you, I don't know if they're emerging. They've been around for a long time. But a band from Calgary called The Dudes. So Joel Plaskett, this song, Nowhere With You, was one of those songs that was on a Zellers commercial. And speaking, now I'm on a roll. Now speaking of commercials, I got to tell you, I'm really impressed. I guess they're kind of over now because they're more of a holiday commercial. But I'm really impressed with those, whoever does the marketing for Joe clothes from the Superstore. Not bad there, you know? They kind of look like Gap commercials, but I mean, this is Superstore merchandise we're talking about. And I've always been very intrigued and made to feel very happy by those marketing people. Those advertisers, I guess. Yeah, not bad. And I just found out, this is a little piece of trivia, that line of clothing that they feature at the Superstore, Joe, from a colleague of mine actually at work, she told me that it is the designer from Club Monaco has broken away and decided to design clothes for very cheap prices, but stylish. And I mean, the stuff isn't bad. I mean, it is shockingly good. I mean, it's the Superstore stuff. But for the Superstore, so it's actually the Club Monaco designer guy. Interesting, isn't it? I don't know. I find that fascinating. There you go. Okay, so there, let's move on. So Nowhere With You is the song we're going to hear from Joel Plaskett. This song is one of 12 that you can find on a new compilation entitled The CBC Radio 3 Sessions, Volume 3. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B.
Why the frown? You always look better when it's upside down. You say you got nowhere that you're going to. Can I go nowhere with you? I took the Dartmouth ferry into the town. Spent my pennies bumming around, trying to find a way to tear a strip off these blues. Can I go nowhere with you? The cover, saw the show, sat at the bar where the drinks did flow, didn't see a single face that I knew, till I went nowhere with you. Can I tag along tonight? We'll kill some time, it looks like you might need a little company. I'm so cheap, I might as well be free. Good looking, why the frown? You always look better when it's upside down. You say you got nowhere that you're going to. Can I go nowhere with you? Na 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 na.
will be free. Whoa, 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 if you get tired and want to go home, I'm still wired, I can go it alone. Same time next week at 10:15, and we can go nowhere again. If you show up then you know I will too. Can I go nowhere with you? Hey, good looking, why the frown? Turn it upside down. You say you got nowhere that you're going to. Can I go nowhere with you? Can I go nowhere with you? Can I go, can I go, can I go nowhere with you? Can I go nowhere with you?
This straight.
Experimental days of broadcasting as such are over.
Thursday, January 17th, CITR celebrates art's birthday with another 24 hours of radio art.
To confuse.
The art of sounds. Thursday, January 17th, midnight to midnight, 24 hours of radio art. Happy birthday, Art, from CITR 101.9 Vancouver for CITR.ca.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often, but it is the real thing.
You must keep reminding yourself it's just a
sound collage.
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 Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
All right, that right there is Station A. This is a band from Vancouver. This album is called The Wasp Factory. It was released back in 01. And these guys morphed into the Doers. So there you go. We heard their song, Call It Progress. Before that, we heard Sloan back on an older compilation, which is called DGC Rarities Volume 1. That would be David Geffen Corporation, in case you weren't sure. the song we heard was Stove / Smother, and that happens to be an Eric's Trip cover. Yes. And before that, we heard Joel Plaskett with his song Nowhere With You from the CBC Radio 2. Radio 2? Radio 3? Did I type all that in wrong? Huh. Anyways, the compilation. That's what it was. I don't think it's Radio 2. I think it's Radio 3. Anyways, anyway, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hardaway. And this is where all Canadian music is being played. The station here is CITR, and I happen to be your host, Anita B. We are going to move on and listen to The Evaporators. That's what we're going to listen to. Well, mind you, last time I played The Evaporators, the song got all weird and it kept skipping, and it was not healthy sounding. So we'll give this another try, though. The Evaporators have a new album out, and it's called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And if you are unaware, if you're totally ignorant on all Canadian music, The Evaporators feature a guy named Nardwar. Nardwar happens to do a show here at CITR as well every Friday. I think it's at 3:30 to like 5-ish. So you really need to listen. He's just, all I can say is he's Nardwar. Let's just leave it at that. I won't even attempt to describe him. Okay. So the song we're going to hear about is, What If I Care About the People Who Live in the Seas Around Me? That one sounds good. So that's song number 7 off this new album, which happens to be, well, of course it doesn't just happen to be. Of course it's a Mint Records release. There you go. Okay, so yeah, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Evaporators.
Don't tell me about the sleeping sack. Don't you understand? Christian skaters unite. Head for the half pipe, or you can throw yourself into the sky. You're getting high on Jesus. Christian skaters unite. Are fearless in the night. Oh, you don't need sex or drugs or to act like thugs. No, you got a friend, my friend Jesus. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Tell me now, what would Jesus do? The other punks, well, you're different because you know Jesus. Christian skaters unite. Oh, steadfast in his might. You do 360 tricks, but you won't turn tricks. No, you get your love from the one above. Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do? Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? Oh, tell me, what would Jesus do? Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
Thank you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that right there was, of course, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet out of Toronto. That album that we heard the song Having an Average Weekend off of is called Savvy Showstoppers, and on the cover of it, it's got the Toronto Municipal Buildings, like the, what's that called, where the mayor hangs out. Anyways, I love Shadowy Men. It harkens me back to the late 80s, early 90s. Of course, Kids in the Hall, all of that. You know, I was thinking, I've said this before, but if I ever change the name of the show, I think I'd call it the Chicken Lady Show. I think so. In honor of the famed Chicken Lady from Kids in the Hall. Love it. Love it. Sadly, the bass player died. The bass player from Shadowy Men, he died about 3 or 4 years ago of cancer. And I was just really upset because that's not cool. Just awful. Anyways, they do remain immortalized, though, in the beginning of the show, Kids in the Hall, because you will always see those Shadowy Men playing their music in the intro there. All right. That's not a bad life, though. You know, could have been worse. Okay. So before that, we heard Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. The song we listened to was Christian Skaters. And you can find that song on his album, A Short Trip with the Pirates. That Andrew Vincent would happen to be out of Ottawa. And then the Evaporators. And by the way, speaking of Ottawa, I don't know a lot of bands out of Ottawa except for Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. there's a couple of Greenfield, Maine, I know is out of Ottawa, but there's not a lot of tip of your tongue kind of bands out of that city. Oh well. The Evaporators back on over to Vancouver. That's what we heard before that with their song. Oh, what if I care about the people who live in the seas around me? And that is off the Mint Records album, Gassy Jack and Other Tales. It's new, very exciting. And if you were unaware, Ham from Canned Ham is actually in the band. He's the bass player now. So what's his face? John Collins is no longer the bass player. And he was good. He was good at what he did. And Big Ham, Stephen Ham, is just as good. So it's all good, isn't it? Speaking of Canned Ham, oh, I know that they're playing a show soon. I should look this up and tell you all, shouldn't I? Yes, I should, because I saw a poster and I just adore Canned Ham. But the fact that I'm heavily pregnant and grumpy kind of precludes me from going to the show. I do enjoy getting my drink on, and these conditions are not ripe for a fun evening of drinking and going to see a rock show, i.e. being pregnant. Not a barrel of monkeys, I'll tell you that much. But speaking of babies and families and all that, hello, Coral. Hello, Coconut, if you're out there. This is your mama speaking. Here I am, talking to you. I love you, sweetie. Yeah, I got a phone call. Okay, back to my show here. This is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B., which I probably mentioned, I don't know. But we're going to move on and listen to something from a female. I'm talking about Nico Case. And while I'm not much of a country fan, really at all, even that newer indie country kind of stuff basically turns me off, I'll be honest. This song from Nico Case, Favorite, is a really good song. So I will say that much. It's a really good song, and you can find it on this compilation from Mint Records, which is Mint Records Presents the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. There are many CBC Radio 3 Sessions compilations, three, and off the top of my head I can think of, but this is the Mint version. And on this compilation as well is featured Pluto, Cub, The New Pornographers, Wavos, The Smugglers, The Organ, Carolyn Mark, Duetang, The Newtown Animals, good golly, lots of bands, and more. But anyways, this right here is Nico Case. And you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh, Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words. Adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Why do we have to carry on? Always.
From Vancouver from about 10 years ago. That's Gaze. That song is You Glow from their album Mitsumiru, which is a K Records release out of Olympia, Washington, of course. Before that, we heard the Constantines with their song Young Lions from their album Shine a Light. And the Constantines, if I remember correctly, I think they were originally from Guelph, and I think they now reside in Toronto. Before that was Tricky Woo. That's a Montreal band whose status I'm not sure of. I'm guessing that they're not around anymore. They're pretty big around the 2000 mark, right around that time. But I should Wikipedia them, shouldn't I? Find out what's going on with Tricky Woo. Anyways, we heard the song Making Time, which you can find on the Serpent Gasoline Volume 1 compilation, which is on Grenadine Records. And then Mao was in there before that with the song Wank from their Mint Records release of 96 called The Unforgiving Sounds Of. Okay. Oh, speaking of verifying things, earlier I did mention that Canned Ham are playing a show because I saw a poster. And I'm trying to get some info off the internet. And there's a possibility that that poster I saw was from December. And it just hasn't been taken down. So, because I didn't look at the date. I was just walking by quickly. But I might be wrong. So we'll see. So I tried to find out if and when they have another show coming up soon. And I couldn't see anything. Alrighty then. It is 7:40. And it is cold out. It's nippy. And it's going to be cold tonight. So I think when I come back and talk to you again, I will have some weather prepared for you. Let's find out exactly what the score is. All right. Okay. So in the meantime, let's listen to something else. This is another CBC Radio 3 compilation. This one is called CBC Radio 3 Breaking New Sound Presents. We're going to hear the song Guitar Swing from the Winks. It's a really good song. I quite enjoy it. I hope you do too. Anyways, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my show where all the music is Canadian. That's the deal here. I'm your host, Anita B. And all this is coming at you from the campus of UBC here at CITR. This is The Winks. We'll be right back.
Take another situation. What if you're conducting a disc jockey program? You're playing records on two turntables and accidentally introduce one record and suddenly notice that the other record is about to be played. What do you do? Don't say, "Oh, I made a mistake," or "Oh, I mean such and such." Errors like this must be handled smoothly. This is the mark of a professional. You can handle this by saying, "Here's number 10 on this week's Big Top 40, Park Davis's real big one, I Love You." At this point, you suddenly see the 40, Park Davis's real big one, I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. At this point, you suddenly see that the wrong record is about to play. So you adjust yourself and add, "But before we play big number 10 for the week, here's lovely Helen Francis with her offering of More Than You Know." There are other ways of handling the situation. You could say, "While we're waiting for the orchestra to tune up for Mr. Davis, let's hear Helen Francis's More Than You Know."
Here's a complete disc jockey show with all the modern bass of today's exciting radio.
Not to be caught in
your mistake. The popular music, the great record stars, and even the station jingles and commercials.
It is good practice to write out four or five different phrases to cover this situation.
That's
and practice them so that you do not stumble over the right word when the situation comes up.
Introduce the records. You interview
another situation that can come up on a musical program is that you're about to play a Bobby Freeman 45 RIR
record
for the turntable singer.
Now take a listen to this sound. That's the sound cue referred to in your scripts. When you hear this sound, that's your signal to start talking unless otherwise directed by the script. Now, here's a demonstration show, which we hope will help you do your show, which is on the other side of this album. As you do your show, if there's any question, just turn the record over and see how we did it. Okay, here we go.
Okay, that right there is Martin Tetro. Let me make sure I've got this right here. Yeah, Martin Tetro and Kid Koala. And they have a new album out. It's called Phono Victo. And the name of that song was The DJ Factory Turn Crazy. That is very fitting, I would say, the name of that song. A little bit wacky, a little bit weird and different, but it's all good. All right, before that we heard The Winks with Guitar Swing. And that is a song you can find off the new compilation, which is CBC Radio 3 Breaking New Ground presents. Oh, no, Breaking New Sound. That's it. Gaze was in there with the song You Glow from their album Mitsumiru. And we have 9 more minutes until Val Cormier comes on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. And oh, look at that. How's that for timing? And she's here from 8 until 10. And at 10 comes the saucy stuff. That's when we get Juice Box with Julia. From 10 to 11, she talks all about sex. I know, it's pretty crazy. I've told this story before, but she used to be on right after me. And I told somebody to tune into my show. And they got the time wrong. And they thought that was me talking about sex. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. So they were all confused. And she can be pretty, they actually had to move her back to 10 because some of the stuff is pretty, again, juicy. All right. So what else can I tell you? Oh, weather. I actually looked up some weather for all of us. So here we go. Tonight, the low is 0. Let me just refresh this to see that the temperature conditions are the same as they were. Okay. Because according to this, it says it is 2 degrees right now, but it feels colder. Well, 2 degrees. It might feel colder because I'm here at UBC, and UBC has a tendency, I think, to feel cold and breezy and damp and wet all the time. But anyway, so low of 0 tonight with variable cloudiness, percentage of, or what is it? POP, chance of precipitation, let's call it that. 20%. And the high tomorrow is going to be 4. So tomorrow's Thursday. And in the morning, though, it's going to be cloudy with showers, it says. Anyway, so tomorrow it's variable cloudiness with a little bit of sun. Well, that's kind of nice. And then let's move on. Let's talk about the weekend weather. So Friday, we're already moving into Friday. So high of 5 with variable cloudiness. And then Saturday into the weekend, we've got light rain, high of 6. That's very, very typical of Vancouver weather, isn't it? Light rain with a high of 6. Okay, so 6 minutes until Val comes in. And I will bid you all adieu. We have something from the Here Comes the Summer, the Undertones tribute compilation coming up now. I'm talking about the Smugglers, and we're going to hear their cover of the Undertones. It's called She Is a Runaround. Blah, blah, blah. She's a Runaround. That's what I'm trying to say. And let's make sure I've got the right one queued up, and I don't. So what else can I tell you about this compilation? It also features bands such as Pluto, Canadian bands, Pluto, Cub. And then you move on down the coast. You've got Pansy Division. Who else? The Queers. And there you go. There's other bands, but those are the ones I know. Okay, here we go. This is The Smugglers on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. It's Anita B bidding you all a wonderful evening.
She doesn't know why she's feeling sad. She'll never get what she never had. She wants to leave home, but she can't get away. Always on her own every single day. But she's a run around, a total disaster. She's a run around, she's got nothing to do. She's a run around, doesn't know what she's after. She's a run around, she hasn't a clue. She wishes she could live in a world of her own. The ghost's her place, but she don't know. But nothing but her to do it again. To get the satisfaction, she wishes she could. Cause she's a run around, what a total disaster. She's a run around, she's got nothing to do. She's a run around, doesn't know what she's after. She's a run around, she's having a clue.
Feel nice and clean. Give me a chance to unwind and get a sense of well-being. Nothing quite like a nice foamy tub.
Sure.
Makes me want to get down. Every morning, and I start my day. Stress and filth upon me, cross my path in every way. Oh, my Charlie, when the day is done, I'll go home and I'll have me some fun. A bubble bath,
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 a bubble bath.
UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk.